You're listening to Zoo Talk, where Zoo Radio and Zoo News converge.
Eagles, Patriots, I have my take on it. You have your take, but you actually right. wrote an article for Zoo News, an opinion article.
I sure did.
Let's walk through that opinion article. Brandon, okay. I want you to take the reins here and walk me through your Super Bowl 52 opinion article.
All right. Well, just kind of like how you mentioned earlier that baseball was your baby. Well, football's my baby. So I definitely went a little, I was passionate about it with what I wrote. So basically, look, my argument here is I called this story between, or this Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Patriots, not only one of the greatest Super Bowls witnessed, because, you know, it's easy after a game, you see, you get into the hype and say, this is the greatest game I've ever seen. But I'm saying this is the greatest Philadelphia sports story of all time.
About Rocky.
Yeah, exactly. That's what people will ask. What about Rocky Balboa, right? And
it
what about Vince Papale?
Like, felt like Rocky.
Yeah, those amazing type of Philadelphia sports stories that have the underdog and have a whole lot of heart. This story is similar, very similar to it, but this story is better than Rocky Balboa, and this story is better than Vince Papale. It's the greatest Philadelphia sports story of all time, and let me explain why. So one of the greatest aspects of Philadelphia sports is the story of the underdog. And you see that in the movie Rocky Balboa. And you see that with Vince Papale. And the great thing with Vince Papale, in case you don't know who that story, a former Eagles player who his career was only he was a guy, kind of an average Joe on the street. And basically the Eagles were so bad at a time where they had tryouts for anybody, and this guy had enough heart and passion and hard work that he's able to catch coaches' attention and eventually earn a spot onto a team. He didn't need to go to college and play pro football, which would be the only route you can do nowadays. But basically, his career only lasted 3 years. Great story, but short-lived career.
There is a movie called Invincible starring Mark Wahlberg, which details the story of
right.
Vince Papale.
It's based
so if
that.
You want a more... some more in-depth analysis into that story.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's 100% accurate, but Invincible starring Mark Wahlberg is the Vince Papale story on film.
Yeah, and it's a good movie. And then, of course, everyone knows Rocky, and although it's a legendary story, it is, of course, fictional.
Yes.
So, look, this ain't fiction. This
is real life.
Real life. Philadelphia Eagles gave the city of Philadelphia their first Super Bowl championship ever in franchise history. And to be able to do it against a team like the Patriots, the dynasty of the NFL right now, basically the dark horse, the evil empire of the NFL, to take them out and to do it with a quarterback that no one expected to even make the playoffs, Nick Foles coming in, a backup, replacing an injured Carson Wentz. Everyone thought their season was over after that injury to Wentz in Week 14. And somehow, some way, this team, living on a prayer, was able to do what was considered to be an impossible task.
Yeah, it's one of those incredible sports stories that kind of unfolded in front of us. We really weren't sure if Carson Wentz was going to be ready or, you know.
We know he ain't ready.
We weren't sure if Nick Foles was going to be up to the task of taking this team mm-hmm. to a Super Bowl victory. And one thing I like about your article is that, you know, you talk about the rich sports history that happened in Philadelphia, you know. You don't get into the Flyers and, you know, hockey like that, but you get into football.
Yeah.
Papale is, you know, if you're an Eagles fan in the 70s and 60s,
you know about
Vince
story.
Papale, he was the average Joe who got a chance and took advantage of it. And I think there's connections here with Nick Foles where, you know, he seemed like an average Joe. He looks like Napoleon Dynamite a little bit.
He spent the last couple of years as a backup quarterback.
He did.
And at this past offseason had contemplated retirement. Because he saw that his career was kind of going nowhere, and he was reflecting on that deeply, and he got a call from Philadelphia to be to be the backup for Wentz at the beginning of the season, and he took the job. And now he's a Super Bowl champion, has the MVP, a Super Bowl MVP added to his title. So it's really cool to think where, you know, you really come out of nowhere. Here's the thing, and he wasn't a terrible quarterback before. He's just some guy that needed real. He could succeed with great coaching. With someone that could work with him, because his previous stint with Philadelphia, before he had those stints with other teams, he had a great year, replacing Michael Vick in 2013, in the 2013 season for Philly, coming in. He had a Pro Bowl year and took the team to the playoffs. So really underrated guy, and he was able to really prove everybody wrong, including me. I had completely doubted Philadelphia's chances of even winning a playoff game after Wentz's injury.